Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, we need to call on the military community here for just a second. This is what we heard yesterday. We heard that if you are new in the military and you've obviously never seen combat before, that as a training technique, the military will line you up. So you got one line of guys and women. I don't know about that.
If you're in the military, probably.
I'm assuming it's just dudes, really?
I guess it's just guys.
I don't know.
Well, it depends on if it's the debate is whether or not it's official or unofficial. My guess is if it's official, I mean, I saw G.I. Jane. Women are treated the same.
So did I.
The technique we're talking about is you get a line of military dudes and women, and then facing them are another line of military guys. They are face to face. And if you have never been in military combat before, that your drill instructor will instruct you to hit each other in the face. In other words, Jeff and I are face-to-face. It's my turn to give him a shot. Boom, I just get to go up and hit him right in the face. And then when he's done recovering from that, if I was hitting him, he'd never recover from that. Then he gets a shot at me. And then I don't know if it's over after one. I don't know if women are involved in it, but it seemed a little unbelievable to us yesterday.
Well, and it was like, if you've never been punched in the face, you have to prepare for combat by getting punched in the face. I mean, you said hit. That could be like slapped around or whatever. This is full on.
Closed fist. Booyah.
In the face.
Yes.
But everybody in the meeting seemed to suggest this was like hazing, like you're in a fraternity. And I thought, well, I don't have a problem with that if that prepares you for combat. Like, it's the military, and if you're a combat unit and training is meant to toughen you up, then if it ends up being true, I don't have a problem with it.
Right, so is it true or not? If you're in the military, can you confirm this, or do you say that's just urban legend? That's BS. 877-588-BERT, 877-588-2378.
My question is, like, I believe it. I just want to know if it's official or not.
Like, is it like a code red?
Like, I want, yeah. Like, I want to know if it's an official part of training where you have to take
like a code class. Red. Code red is real.
No, yeah, code red's unofficial. Like, I can handle the truth, so tell me. I want to know if you officially have to be injured as part of your training, whether it's a punch or, because why is that any different than, like, all right, we're just going to shoot you. Not somewhere critical, but we're just going to shoot you in your elbow.
Just so you know what it feels like.
Well, yeah, just and if so you're, you know. If you're active military, we can put you on the voice disguiser too, because I'm sure people would be reluctant to admit it if they thought they'd get in trouble.
Right, that's a good point. Yeah, we'll put you on the voice disguiser if you want. Here's Chris. Good morning, Chris. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Morning, Burt Show.
Good morning.
Love your show. I was in the Air Force for 4 years. Through all my training that I've ever done, the Air Force had not done anything like that.
Okay, so you've never seen it, never heard of it, never participated in that.
I just have a
feeling. Never participated in that, but I've heard rumors, obviously, from some other branches, but I've never seen it myself.
See, this
maybe it's an Army thing or
could be urban
Navy
legend
thing.
That's how urban legends begin. You know?
I think to me, Air Force are cool because I'm so afraid to fly that I think, God, Air Force.
I do that every day for a living.
Yeah.
I was thinking it could be like that one little. You know, group, that one, like, platoon or whatever.
Because you put a group of guys together and they get stupid.
Feels like an Army Ranger kind of thing. Like, the Rangers, you know, those badass dudes, or the SEALs that are just, even a little bit more badass.
More edgy.
Like, that would be something that those guys would do to each other.
Maybe.
Here is Patrick. And again, we're talking about this military training technique that we heard of yesterday. We're trying to see if it's a rumor or not, where military dudes, before they go off to, before they're deployed, have to take a punch from each other in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So you line up, hit the dude, he staggers, comes back, and then it's your turn to punch him in the face.
No, just sounds silly.
It's not true. Here's Patrick. Hey, Patrick, good morning.
Good morning. I'm 6 years active infantry Army, mm-hmm. And that's not true at all. It's maybe in the old school Army, but mm-hmm. they're so different nowadays.
But not in the Army of One.
Yeah, not in this, right. Not in this new don't ask, don't tell Army we're working with. Doesn't happen there.
Could you imagine the guys coming out of this class all black-eyed, blue-eyed, and just,
yeah.
That Melissa wants them right there.
Yeah,
she wants them roughed up a little bit.
I'm a military, yeah.
But he made a good point. Like, I could see old school, like, Clint, yes. In the Clint Eastwood Marine movie. That would happen.
What's like the dude that's in
Bunker
the new,
Hill? Is that what that was?
The new Geico commercials. The former drill sergeant. Yes. What's his name? Had a show on History Channel and stuff.
The mailbag guy.
Oh, what's his name? Anyway, yeah, exactly. He's hilarious, but he's old school Marine. Like, and I could see him doing that to himself.
Punch yourself in the face
Punch
as hard as you can.
Yourself in the face until you pass out.
Good morning, Bert Show. Yellow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Al. I went through Army training, basic training in 1981 and Ranger training in 1982,
mm-hmm.
and there was nothing official about doing that.
Okay.
People do things to each other, you know, but there's no part of the official training that you punch each other in the face.
Okay. All right, so it's not like you line up right outside the barracks and the drill instructor says, take a shot at dude.
I mean, if people step out of line, we take care of it amongst ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't generally try and leave marks on each other's face where the sergeants are going to see it.
Right. Well, I want you on that line.
I can find one guy that says it is true.
Okay.
Okay. Nathan, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey. Good. Now, we've had a whole bunch of people call up and say they've been in the Marines, Army, have gone to Desert Storm. Nobody has ever seen that.
Well, I was in the Marine Corps, got out in 2004,
mm-hmm.
Marine Infantry, and there is a technique called body hardening.
Okay.
And basically how it works is whenever you exercise, you know, your body's sore.
Mm-hmm.
And as time goes on, your body gets less and less sore. Same thing with body hardening. You get hit, you're going to be sore. When you get hit over and over and over again, your body gets used to it. It's part of the Marine Corps martial arts program. It's body hardening. Not necessarily in the face, but you do get kicked and hit, and your body gets used to it.
Okay, that's very different than what we're talking about, because that makes sense to me. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are going to go into hand-to-hand combat, then sure, you're going to rough each other up a little bit. But there's no formal line where everybody's just hitting each other in the face.
That would be funny to see.
I can't get anybody to confirm that. So that's urban legend right there.
Well, it may not be totally urban legend, but it's not an official practice.
It's not an official practice.
It's a hazing practice.
Right. Entertainment Buzz is coming up here in a couple of minutes.
Aaron Andrews is going after the hotels that allowed that creepy peeping Tom to get access to tape her. I'm going to tell you about the details on that case. Also, Mel Gibson's meltdown continues with more audio released and some more scoop from actually Mel Gibson's ex-wife, Robin. I've got those stories for you and tons more in the next Entertainment Buzz on The Burt Show.
And then don't leave, man, because we got Leonardo DiCaprio on The Burt Show with Melissa Carter.
Q100 Burt Show traffic and weather. Here's Wendy.
And also, I'm going to take a call here in a second from somebody that thinks they know where the idea or urban legend started.
Okay,
so we will we'll talk to him in just a second.
Taking a look up in Jackson County, 85 southbound, right around exit 140, have an injury crash reported in that left lane, so just be cautious as you travel through that area. Also, over on the west side of town, 20 eastbound near that 285 merge, also working an injury crash there off to the side. Delays, though, building approaching Six Flags and Riverside Parkway. Traveling up the connector northbound, brake lights beginning near Cleveland Avenue, but heavy in spots all the way up through the Grady Curve. Top end 285 westbound, the heaviest of that ride between Peachtree Industrial over to the merge onto Georgia 400. And Surface Street trouble to mention if you're on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. Have a traffic light reported out as you approach Chamblee Dunwoody Road. Going to want to treat that intersection as a four-way stop. Traffic brought to you by the Georgia Lottery. Play Millionaire Celebration, a new instant ticket from the Georgia Lottery for your chance to win up to $1 million. The Georgia Lottery, today could be the day. Weather for today, afternoon showers, high of 89. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. Currently at 76 in Atlanta. Wendy on Q100.
So I think that the urban legend that we disproved this morning is that it is not an official technique, training technique in the military to line dudes up and have them punch each other in the face if they haven't seen any kind of combat before they go to combat. Here's Carlton. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
I was in the police academy 2 years ago in North Carolina, and it's a BLET program. It's a basic law enforcement training. And our state troopers did our physical training, and I tried out for them. And that's where it comes from, as far as I know. Their trainers are old-school Marines, and in order to be a North Carolina state trooper, you literally have to stand with your hands behind your back and take a shot to the face. And the reason behind it is because if you get in a street fight out here on the side of the road and you've never been punched in the face, you don't have the experience of really, you know, just getting your bell rung. And they don't want the sheer shock of it to get you killed on the side of the street. So.
Wow. Because, I mean, it police academy, too, there's some police officers who take mace in the face, you know, to see the effects of it.
Did you just base what you're saying on police academy, too?
Is that what you just said? In police academy, too?
No, I did not reference the movie.
What it sounded like you said. What did you say? That's what I thought you said, too.
I know that's what cops... in
a police academy.
Also.
As well.
I'm with Jeff. I thought she was quoting something.
I thought you were going all Steve Guttenberg in order to give yourself some credibility.
Of course the 14-year-old boys in the room thought I was talking about police academy. Now I need to do some sound effects just to make it authentic.
Hey, The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No.